You're listening to Trot the Egging, hosted by John Hetherington, working with Widnes Rugby Union Football Club, sponsored by Boydells. This week's rugby story is that of a young man that had potential from being a junior, a hard-working back rower that has the skill set to play 6 and 9. He has firmly established himself as a Super League player and someone who is only going to get better with age. His ability and efforts don't go unnoticed by his teammates or fans. Ladies and gents, Mr. Brad Walker. All right, Brad, so how are you and your loved ones doing, mate?
Everything's good, yeah. Me and my girlfriend have just got engaged here in Wakefield, and my family are all well in Cumbria. I think my nephew's just got COVID, actually, but he's doing all right. But all my family, like me mum, dad and my sister are all, and my nephews are all good, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm going to say, don't get yourself in trouble by saying girlfriend, mate.
Yeah, I know. Fiance now, innit?
Yeah. And congratulations, mate, on that as well.
Cheers, mate.
No worries. So before we get stuck into your rugby story, mate, where was home for you as a little one and who lived with you?
My home was Dalton in Furness in Cumbria. It's just a small town in Cumbria. And I live with my mum, dad and sister. But it was nice, yeah. It was just a small town, so everyone knew everyone. It was quiet, and I think from what I remember, I can just remember just terrorising my sister all the time. She's a bit older than me, so
right.
Probably levered me a few times, but yeah, I loved it.
So, them hidings are a little bit of where the competitiveness comes from then, mate.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, when did you start playing club level sport? And was it rugby you started playing, or was you someone that was into all sports?
No, when I was younger, it was mainly football. I think I probably started football when I was like 6 or something like that. That's all I can remember playing. Then I think when I got to about 11, I think it was, that's when I started playing club rugby. My uncle coached a team not far from me, and he just said, do you want to come along and see what it's like? And then, obviously, I haven't looked back since. So I went and had my first session, and then just loved it from there.
Right, mate. So how was you at school, and was your junior school sport orientated as well? And if it was, what was you playing at school?
I think it was a little bit, but I think it was just mainly football.
Okay.
They obviously try to get you in all the other sports like cricket and that, but I was awful at most of them, so I just used to stick to football. I'd used to just go home from school and drop my bag off and go and play football with mates. So I think a lot of it was just always football for me, and then obviously when I turned 11, that's when I started playing rugby.
Yeah, so what position would you have been? Footy?
Centre mid, I was in football.
Yeah, and who did you support?
Yeah. United, I was a bit like Pogba.
Bit of a Scholesy.
A bit like Pogba.
Yeah. You had to change your name, mate. Sorry.
I know.
So, with you not playing rugby in that at school, mate, did your age group up in like Barrowava, like a town team around that you're aware of?
I think they did, yeah. But I just obviously wasn't aware of it at that age, like through junior school and that. They probably did. I can remember I used to play touch rugby quite a lot,
but okay.
It didn't really like interest me that much.
Yeah.
But I think they did have a town team, but it just wasn't
your thing at the time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What was there out with the footy like that, though? Could you have played like a rep team for football?
Well, when I was maybe 8 or 9, I went and played for Bolton. I had trials for Bolton.
Right.
And I think I was there for a couple of years, maybe till about 10, 11. And then I think they just sat me off. But
sat me off. You say it dead casual.
Yeah, I went there. I can remember going there. I went trials, and mum and dad used to take me up every week. And I played a few games, but I used to enjoy that. And then obviously they got rid of me then. That's when I started rugby, so.
All right, mate. So just to pick your brain a little bit, mate. So what is the process of being invited for footy trials? Is it through the club, go to your mum and dad, did he? Or?
I think they did, yeah. Well, yeah. I think it was just, I don't know if it was like the town or the club, because I think there was me and another lad went from like a different team. So I think the town must have come and got like a few lads that were doing all right in that the league or whatever, and said, look, yeah, you can go trials at Bolton. And me and this lad went, and we both got on for a couple of years. But it was just like go up. I think the first session went up, and it was just like just having a game against like loads of people, obviously on trial, and like they must just choose from that who they wanna keep on, and like people obviously play a few games from whatever.
How come you've never dropped in the pocket of Sanko one point, and then mate?
I don't know, mate.
You're gonna have
I'm waiting for the moment.
Yeah, because that's not to be sniffed at, mate, is it? Because that industry is an hard industry to get in, so you'd obviously had something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, because I can remember when, like, we used to think, me and the lad who I went with, used to think we were class, like, playing there. And then since we went there, and there's obviously people from all over, like, there'll be from Manchester, all the big cities.
Yeah, just as like, good as you.
Yeah, we used to never go to cities or anything, so we'd be like, wow. And then, like, there's people that are there that are class that you've never even, like, played with, that's that level at that age, so it's pretty mad.
Fair enough, mate, and you know what, when it's daft, because obviously I've looked you up a little bit, so I only know your rugby career so far, and that's not anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I haven't, like, I don't, like, this is the first thing I've really, like, done, you know?
Yeah.
Like, podcast things, so I haven't really, like, it was only for a couple of years when I was younger, but
still a good achievement, mate. Class achievement.
Yeah, I know. It's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah. So, transitioning into high school, mate, how did you find that, settling into big school, sort of saying, how did you find school growing up?
I quite enjoyed it. I was probably the class clown a lot of the time, so I got along with everyone. But going into high school, I had like an older cousin, and he was from the same, like, rugby team, like, rugby club. And I used to, like, say, go with him and then meet all his mates. And I think, like, when I was in year 7 going into high school, I think he was in year 10. So, like, and I always knew that if I got in bother or anything, he'd be there to back me up. So, I think that's what settled the nerves a bit. But I think, obviously, when you go to year 7, you're a bit, like, scared and, like, what's it going to be like and stuff. But when we're there for a bit of time, I enjoy it. I love school, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So, comparing your club rugby to your high school rugby, how was the standard as you were progressing through high school? How did you find it?
Probably the team we had at high school was probably better than my club rugby, I'd say, I think.
Okay.
We won the, like, the national, you know, champions three times when I was at school. So we had a proper good team. We won it in, I think it was year 7, year 10 and 11. So, like, we played at Wembley in year 7 in the final as well. So that was probably a big, like, highlight, going up with all my schoolmates and playing at Wembley with them and winning some finals with them. So, but I'd probably say, my club rugby was obviously good, but with the things we did with school, like winning finals and stuff, I think that was probably a little bit better, maybe.
Yeah. So you've done well there, really, mate, because as you probably see yourself, but only with a couple of lads, with you being successful, people dwindle, don't they? And the team at them ages and that, because we find other things. And So what club was you at, and what school was you at for you to be as successful as you was, for people to know?
Askham Rugby Club, that's the club I was at, and I was at Dowdale School.
Right, okay.
But I don't know if it was just that, like, it's usually the teams like Cass High and, like, Outwood we used to play against all the time, and then I think it was, like, the first time a team from Cumbria's ever done it, like, they're not used to hearing teams from Cumbria, like, do stuff like that, because it's always the teams from down here, but, we had a good team.
So, do you know, on the back of that, mate, are people beginning to take note of you and starting getting interested in having a chat with you?
I think, yeah, that might be, because a lot of, like, clubs and that probably watched, you know, the finals.
Yeah, it's quite a big deal, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. So that probably is. That probably was a big thing how, like, a few of the lads that we played got like signed up professional contracts when we left school. So
right,
it must be like they must go down and watch that, and then obviously watch your scholarship games or whatever. Then
yeah,
and choose you from there.
Right, mate. So with you beginning a little bit later, not really knowing about the town team, was service earlier something you kicked on to? And do you remember the process if you did?
I can't. I was thinking about this before. I think we played at service area a couple of times, but not much. I think it was. I think I might have only played a couple of games, you know, against like Midlands and then like a different county we played against. But
yeah,
I played at Cumbria Storm when I was 15, so that might have been why, like, Cumbria had like a scholarship set up thing in Whitehaven that I played for 2 years.
It's like a development squad, mate.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, development. Like, Scott, we used to play, like, we play games against like all the Super League teams and stuff, but
yeah,
it was just like the lads who hadn't been picked up from a Super League club in the scholarship that were just playing at that level.
Okay. So, with you saying you were playing the Midlands and that, do you think maybe the RFL, with you not getting signed up, even though you've obviously had good players like yourself, you were probably playing other development areas, weren't you?
Yeah, that's what I think it was. Yeah, just all the lads, yeah.
Yeah, so how did you find stepping up? Did you find it a step up at that standard, or was it? Was the school the pinnacle standard you played growing up until you got signed?
That probably was, because I think, like, yeah, when I was 15, we used to play against, obviously, like, Saints. We'd only play, like, five or six games, but we'd play, like, Saints, Warrington, like, a few Super League teams, and, like, the people you're training with, like, obviously the best in Cumbria every week. But when you play them games, it's just, like, a bit of a shock, like, really, like, the first few games was probably a bit of a shock, because where you stay, like, in Cumbria, you don't play rugby with anyone out of Cumbria, you know, like, club level, you don't play teams from, like, Wigan, you just play everyone in Cumbria, it's, like, a bit of a shock of how good the standard actually was, playing against the Super League teams.
Did Union ever cross your path, Brad?
I've been thinking about this, but not really, no. Like, when I've been younger and stuff, I've always hated it. Like, I still don't like watching it because I don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, that's fair enough, mate.
There's something that makes me want to play. Like, I don't. When you see things on Twitter and there's someone that's made three tackles and just kicked the ball to touch all game and got a man of the match, that's something I reckon I'd be decent at. So
playing in a dinner suit.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that makes me reckon I'd do all right playing it, but I've never really, like, it's never really come, like, across my mind to go and have a go at it, but one day, you never know, I might.
That's it, mate, never say never. No, because it's, we've obviously, we'll touch on, like, the positions you've took hold of if you've grew up, but I certainly think you'd suit it, because you've got a well-rounded game. It's something that's easily transferable, but I also understand them types of stats you're saying.
Yeah.
They don't make sense, rugby league. I'd like, I've grew up playing rugby league.
Yeah.
And I ended up playing rugby union when, like, I didn't get signed and my mates moved on and stuff. But it's just the understanding of the game, but them stats don't attract people wanting to understand it, do they?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There'll obviously be at a different level of, like, fitness and that. It's obviously you need, like, a lot more lower body strength, whatever, for, like, the scrums and all that, but, and all the mauling and stuff, but that's just what you...
Yeah, stay away from them if you'd ever come over, mate.
Yeah, I know.
So what were your options leaving school? Was you signed up leaving school, or...?
I'd signed at Widnes, I think I had a couple offers. I can remember going to Warrington, and having a look around there, and there might have been, like, one or two more teams. But I think just when when I went to Widnes, it was just something about like the club when I walked in and like the things they were telling me about, and I thought the pathway for me personally to play in first team there than rather going to the likes of Warrington, where you see a lot of lads go and then they just get sacked off after a year or two. But I thought the pathway was probably the right team for me to go to at that age. So obviously they were the ones that I chose.
Right. So talk us through your initial chat. So how did they approach you, and how did he, because they've obviously convinced you to at least meet him. And yeah. Then what's the chat with your mum and dad like, considering your options?
Because I think it was after a game we played. We played Saints, I think, when I was at Cumbria Storm. We played Saints, and I think like Phil Finney still tells me this day that it was from that game they picked me. I had a decent game playing against them, and then I think he just messaged the Cumbria Storm coach or whatever. Then he asked my dad, and then just one day when I got home from school or whatever, my dad just said that, like, obviously these are interested and they want you to go down and stuff. So like obviously one day we just went down and met Phil Finney at the ground, and I had a chat and that, and just walked around of what the plan is and that, and then that's what got me into it. That's what I wanted to do, just play for them. I'll sign and get away from home as quick as possible.
Did it take long to decide, mate, or just to, did on the same evening, did you go a couple of cups with Warrington being interested? Did you do two birds, one stone, it, or did you take your time and do each or whatever?
I think it was on the same evening. I think it was pretty of an easy decision. The only thing that wanted me to go to Warrington was that my best mate from back home signed for him, so obviously I wanted to play with him, and it was just they're a massive club, aren't they? With massive history and stuff. So that was probably the other reason that made me think about it. But as soon as I left Widnes, like, it was the way my mum and dad left there as well, saying that that'd be the right club for me. That's what mainly triggered it, them knowing that that's more of a club for me than Warrington.
Yeah, and it helped, obviously, that your mum and dad were happy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mate, so when you come down, how does it first start? Is it, did you move down, like you just said, or was you at home for a bit?
Yeah, no, I moved down when I was 16, yeah.
It's a big move for a young lad, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It was pretty scary at first. Well, it was good, but there was me when I was 16. I moved down with Curtis Marsh, used to coach there. He was a coach there, so I moved in a house with him, and then they signed two Welsh lads as well. So,
yeah,
like we all lived in a house. It was just on Paul's Chippy near the Avs, across the road from there. Yeah,
did you?
We also live in there, but yeah, it was good. It was a bit like the first week or so was a bit weird, but when you got to know the lads and stuff, and it gets a bit easier, doesn't it? And
yeah.
But like the first, like obviously my mum dropped me off and she was crying and stuff, and I was like, what's this going to be like? But then obviously after a week or two, it gets, when you get to know all the lads and you start having a laugh, and then
you start learn to use the microwave and washer.
Yeah, learn how to cook and learn how to like do all that stuff. So yeah, it was good though.
Yeah, how did that first year go then? So was you straight in it? What would the academy have been, mate? 18s or 21s? Is it a junior academy, senior academy when you signed?
No, it was just like one academy. So it was from 19s, I think it was, yeah. So it was like 16, 17, 18s.
And how did you find that, mate?
It was good. Obviously, when you play against lads like a few years older, it's tough. It's very tough, like training against them and stuff. But I think the first few weeks, started training with the first team, so that was a big shock to me. I think the first pre-season with the first team,
straight away.
I was 16, so that probably helped a lot. Just getting around like them type of players, and players that I've probably looked up to all my life, and then I've just gone and got thrown in training with them. But it's just the probably the physical side of the game when you're young coming into it, just getting used to that.
Yeah.
And then obviously when I was 16, I played in that friendly against Warrington, and that was a big shock, but probably helped me a lot playing against them. So yeah, it was tough, but you get used to it after training with them every day. It just gets normal then.
That's it, mate. So growing up position wise, what was you before you got signed?
Half back. I used half back. Back row I used to be.
So yeah, so you've played that spine most of your life, really.
Yeah, half yeah. Back row. Then when I got to Widnes, they moved me to a 13. So
yeah,
right.
So what did you find different as you're developing between a 6 and a 13? Because I didn't send you this, but it's like, were you worried about edges and you, as a 6, you're sort of helping dominate middle, aren't you? So you're combining outers to the big boys, aren't you?
Yeah, I think attacking wise, I don't think it's... Well, I try and be not too much different. Obviously, you've got to carry the ball a lot, but
yeah,
I want to be one of them 13s that plays in the middle. I don't just want to be a 13 that carries the ball and stuff.
Yeah,
I want to play quite a bit, so that's how I think of that. But defensively, it's just... Like, I find it tough when I try and defend at half-back because, obviously, you've got, like, a lead running on you, then you've got to push off and all that stuff. You've got to count numbers.
Yeah.
That's what I find tough, and I think a lot of people will do in that transition. But when in the middle, it's just up and down. Like, that's all you've really got to do. There's no, like, counting numbers and all that stuff. Them on the edges do that. So
yeah.
I think it's just that bit that's tough, just the... They're like, when you try and get a different like body shape, try and put some weight on, put some size on to play in the middle, and you've got to play on the edge. It's just tough, maybe defending there a little bit. But when you do it quite a bit, like say you train there for a few weeks and get used to it, it gets easier. It's just at first, it's a tough transition.
Yeah, you're just building relationships and timings, mate, aren't you? And
yeah, I know that's
hoping,
it. Yeah,
you're just hoping everyone's trusting them, really.
Yeah.
For all the latest regarding Trot the Egging, please add John Hetherington on Facebook, at John Heth, H-E-T-H, on Twitter, at Trot the Egging on Twitter, and trot_the_egg_in on Instagram.
You've been listening to Trot the Egging. Thanks to our sponsors, Bardell Sports. Follow us on Twitter @TrotTheEgging and Instagram @trot_the_egg_in.